미련이면 해야 All I can do is get full of I'm all I'm doing is I'm wrong 여기가 버스 여기가 점 여기가 원 저기 한 번 손 손 손 다 보구나 손 손 손 Go hypocrite 손 손 손 받더라도 손 손 손 Fuck the finger
An interesting set that was. All bands, except for one, came from across the Atlantic or across the Pacific, depending on how you want to look at it. But the last track we heard was UK Subs, Brand New Age, and I don't have to tell you where they're from. The Horribles, Allergic to You, they are out of Winnipeg. Seaside Rebels with Abandoned Ship from Greece. Yeah, I found a punk band from Greece with a hella good song, so I had to play them. The Die Hards with Civil War, they are from Thailand, and No Security. I am so going to butcher and brutalize their name because it's not in English. It is Tak Pashati. I probably brutalized that, but close enough. They're from Burma, and if you think punk is dead, which I've heard rumor, a lot of people are saying that real punk has died, it's dead and gone. You need to go to the Pacific Rim area. You know, Thailand, Burma, that kind of vicinity all in there. Punk, and Japan even. Punk is alive and well in those areas, as well as South America. Here, South America has got a huge punk scene going on. Maybe because they have something to rebel against? Yeah, that. And another theory, I don't want to trash talk anybody, but a lot of those countries are just getting our North America 80s content, you know, 80s clothes, fashion, media, of all sorts, the movies, the music, because all our leftovers, if you will, especially from donations, get sent over there, and that's what they're discovering, really awesome punk rock right now. Also, thanks to the internet, too. And again, they have something to actually be pissed off about and rebel against. So punk is not dead. It's just moved along to another country.